This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lost a little bit in the news of the day, which I totally get, by the way, is that the virus is still in charge of this economy and that a whole lot of hope is hanging on Congress's latest relief package. A new Paycheck Protection Program was a big part of that package. Those forgivable loans meant mostly for small businesses. Details, though, of exactly how that program is going to work have been scarce until now. The Small Business Administration has started rolling out some new guidance, and Marketplace's Justin Ho has been talking to some of the people who are going to be making some of those loan applications about what kind of help they're looking for.
The new Paycheck Protection Program has more restrictions than the first one. It'll only be available to companies with fewer than 300 employees. The limit last time was 500. Phil McCollum, a tax partner with the accounting firm Henry & Horne, says many of his clients' headcounts have shifted over the past year, which raises questions.
You have to look at what the number of employees were last December, the fourth quarter of 2019, or can you just look at what's happening this quarter?
Applicants will also have to prove their businesses had a 25% revenue drop between the fourth quarter of 2020 and the fourth quarter of 2019. But many of the smallest businesses only keep yearly records, says Diane Sumter, who runs the South Carolina Minority Business Enterprise Center.
When I think of barbershops, when I think of hairdressers, I think of salons, they will never have those quarterly things because they don't keep up with it in that same vein.
Sumter says she's telling businesses to start preparing.
I'm trying to get something right as we speak out saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. At least have your documents that was required the first time.
But once the guidance is released, Peter Alden, CEO of the Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts, says there's a chance some customers won't qualify.
The last thing you want to do is to have a customer, you know, assume that they're eligible, give you all the information, then you got to say, guess what, you're not.
On the plus side, Alden says the bank's gone through this already, so this time the process should be more efficient. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.